Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. About giving in this episode. I suppose because as we come up towards Christmas, the topic of giving is quite a large topic. It's something that's very much in the forefront of our minds. And I specifically want to speak about it sort of being based in the UK. I'm sure there are lots of other countries that are very similar to this, but there is an expectation of giving. And this is something that I noticed when my children were quite young. My eldest son, he's got quite an entrepreneurial mind and very sort of quick. He's always thinking of sort of strategically. And his father used to live overseas in the UK, and I was living in Botswana with the boys at the time. So they used to go and visit him quite a lot. And he decided that it would be a very clever business idea to buy lots of sweets when he was in the UK, and then travel over to Botswana and sell them to his friends. And he was still very young at the time. And I really appreciated that, you know, the way that he was thinking, and he was sort of, you know, exploring being sort of self-sufficient and, well, not self-sufficient, I mean, he was still very young and he didn't make enough money to sort of, you know, look after himself. But he was still thinking strategically about sort of money and wealth and earning, and it was a whole exploration. And for someone at his age, I thought it was an incredibly wonderful opportunity. But one of the teachers at the school was upset about it and didn't like the idea that he was making a profit out of what he was doing, and insisted that he should give all the money to charity. And I disagreed with that, not because I don't agree with charity and I don't agree with looking after people, but it was the lessons that he was learning. And for me, they were incredibly valuable lessons, because he was learning to believe in himself, to trust his own ideas, and to sort of feel into the world in a business way. And the school sort of environment is an environment that should be nurturing, and to me should encourage that exploration, because ultimately most of us go off into the workplace and we make money. We either make it working for an organisation, or we make it making money for ourselves. And I just thought it was really interesting that this teacher thought that it was almost dirty to make money for profit, and that that money should be given to charity. He did actually have permission from the headmaster to be doing this, so it wasn't like he was trying to sneak around and do it under the radar. But that sort of has, I suppose, intrigued me into our perspectives of giving and all the sort of undertones of expectations about giving, giving to charity, giving to people, and especially at this time of year. And I suppose in this episode, what I'd really like to highlight is for you to become aware of where your sense of giving comes from. Does it come from an overabundance and a desire to share with others, from joy and from just a wonder of being able to gift something to somebody? Because there is an incredible beauty in being able to do that for somebody. Whatever that gift is, whether it's a gift of time, whether it's the gift of being there and really being there with somebody and listening to them, or whether it's a gift of giving them something you know that they desire that would make their life really happy. And I suppose, as I said, what I'd like to create the awareness about today is that awareness to have a look and take a moment to see where your giving is being motivated from. And there's a number of things it could be motivated from. So it could be a societal pressure that society expects you to give to charities, to give at Christmas and all that kind of thing. It could be a familial pressure that people are expecting you to give them at something at Christmas, and you feel compelled to spend beyond your means to meet that expectation, and it makes you feel tight and uncomfortable inside. It could be a religious motivation that good people give, and so therefore your striving to be a good person is what motivates your giving. It could be an egotistical motivation that you want to see yourself as superior or as a good person or as a nice person or as a generous person or whatever it happens to be. And when we give from any of those places, or many other different variations of those, because I mean, I'm just scratching the surface of where we could be giving from. And I'm not talking about the joyous giving, I'm talking about the giving that I've just been speaking about. The gift of giving then comes with expectations. And when we give with expectations, we can feel hurt, upset, cross, angry, when other people don't give in return in the way that we think that they should. And it's a really interesting dynamic. I had and she still is, a really close, wonderful friend, and I love her to bits. But she is almost too generous. She gives so much of herself that she feels depleted. And then she gets upset because people don't necessarily give in the same quantity back to her. And this isn't a monetary giving that she does. She gives of her time, she gives of her attention, she's incredibly thoughtful. She really is an amazing person. But I've seen her being hurt very often because that generosity is not returned in kind. And I suppose that's another thing to highlight with this, just being aware of where this giving comes from, is what is the purpose of we giving? Are we giving to connect with others? Are we giving to be seen as generous? Are we giving to feel good about ourselves? Are we giving in the expectation that people will give back to us? Because there's many conditions that we put on giving. And now, as I'm sure you're aware, then when we start talking about that, all these different aspects of giving, giving doesn't seem quite as wonderful and gracious and amazing as it really could be. And I suppose that's why I want to bring this to our attention, because we can give from a selfless perspective. We can give from just the joy of wanting to see others and please, you know, to bring joy to others and to bring love to others without any expectation of that being returned. We can give from an offer of thanks, an appreciation of somebody, from an open heart. And when we give from any of these spaces, it's light, it's joyous. There's no attachment as to what someone else is going to give you. And I'm bringing this to your attention because, as I've explained just now, there can be a lot of pain attached to giving when we have expectations attached to that. But when we realize not to give beyond our comfort, so not to give more than we have, not to exhaust ourselves from giving, but learn to give purely from joy and appreciation and love, then the gift of giving can really truly be an amazing thing to experience, because it does feel so good to give, but it feels even better to give when you have abundance, when you give from joy and from gratitude and from love. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below, and I'm going to be doing a completion course between Christmas and New Year, a way of tying up this year and opening up space for the next year. So if you're interested in that, hop on the link below. And there's loads of links to my social media, to my website if you're interested in coaching or team coaching. And yeah, that's kind of it, really. That's my debt. This is my gift of giving is what I'm sharing with you this festive season. And I just want to wish you a really fabulous festive season if you celebrate Christmas and any of those sort of celebrations around this time. And sending you so much love. And have a wonderful, wonderful festive season. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.